Resurrection Bay is known as a fjord, characterized by the narrow sea inlet embraced by steep mountainous sides that were created by a massive glacier. If you follow the slope of the mountains, you can imagine a bay as deep as the Eiffel Tower is tall. These steep slopes nourish this bay with melting snow and runoff from melting glaciers, washing soil and river nutrients into the water. This system helps create the characteristic deep blue-green hue of the water and supports the rich diversity of life we study on these shores. The result is a rich ocean edge that never freezes, always teeming with life, and creating an illusion that the resources here are without limits. During the early Russian colonial occupation of these lands in the 1700s, a fur trader who found refuge here during a bad storm on Easter Sunday decided to name these waters of the Sukpiak homelands Resurrection Bay, a name that has remained after these lands became part of the United States. After four centuries of unsustainable extraction and misuse, we have entered a new era of resource management. Collaborating internationally with scientists from the global Arctic, we are learning the limits of these rich waters. We are collaborating with the Sukpiak traditional knowledge bearers to recover the stories of how these lands were used in the past. We now manage waters differently, with the goal of creating sustainability. Not only do we rely on the rich resources in these waters, like salmon, we need to make sure other animals have an ample supply as well. The waters of our bay and throughout the Gulf of Alaska are changing four times faster than what is happening in other parts of the world as a result of our changing climate. Our work here is contributing to a global effort to develop new strategies for managing these resources to ensure our fisheries, including the salmon who return here each year, can prevail for generations.
As you descend the stairs or use the elevator, listen for the sounds of humpback whales welcoming you to the world of animals beneath the ocean's surface.